Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on the bench. John and Dell now being joined right now by Cleo Franklin. He wrote a book, Coffee with Cleo. He's on the board of directors for Morningside College, where he played ball, and he also is has established the Franklin Leadership Foundation. Wrote Coffee with Cleo, a collection of 10 leadership lessons with personal stories of inspiration, self-reflection, teaching moments. From Cleo's 32 years executive with John Deere, Case New Holland, Mahindra. It's a modern day Aesop's fables. And he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Cleo?
Hey, how you doing, John? Good to be here on the station, and all my best to all your listeners and fans.
Man, we appreciate you being here. Now, how much of this is about leadership? How much of it is sports related?
Well, it's a great question. A lot of it, let's say this, it's very well integrated across my career that transitions from my early stages into sports, and that's basketball. And of course, I'll talk about that. The other thing is I also am a senior corporate fellow, and I teach down at the University of Houston downtown, so it has academia involved in it. But the other aspect is pure leadership, where I was blessed to work with three iconic global brands, John Deere, Case New Holland, and Mahindra, to lead those organizations and really affect change. And very unique. You would not find someone to work for all three. But all those things really have allowed me to gain a pretty good perspective that began in the west side of Chicago, K-Town. And by the way, greetings from Russ Bradberg and the wonderful fans from St. Lawrence back to John.
Lou.
That being said, all those things are a culmination of what's happening in my book.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I got the email from Russ. He's a great guy. Great guy. So is it chronological, or is there any pattern to the stories? You got 10 different stories going on. Do they intertwine? How does it work?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And it really shows the evolution of my leadership development, and that's my personal and, of course, professional and business development. And those particular experiences that started way back when I was a basketball player on the Frost-Off team at Von Steuben High School in Chicago, and where I was basically asked to join varsity. And it really details those inflection points of those major experiences. It really chronicles all the way through going to a junior college at Muscatine Community College, where I was the all-time leading scorer, and then on to Morningside College, where one of the top Division II ball players in the nation. But it goes beyond that. To, of course, going to my career with John Deere, then New Holland and as Vice President of Sales of Operations for North America, and then being the Chief Marketing Officer and Executive Vice President for Strategic Planning for Mahindra. And so it takes it from a chronological order, those experiences, and it gives you a peek behind the door of the development of Cleo Franklin. And I think if you're an aspiring leader, it gives you a chance to probably gain some insights that you probably have not had before, but it would help you with your own personal development.
Cleo Franklin, Coffee with Cleo is what it's called. It's the book, 10 Inspirational Leadership Lessons. If I was to tell you one thing about leadership that you have to have, what is it?
I'm going to say two things. The first thing you need to have is great self-awareness. I think the best leaders are those who understand themselves. And those who understand themselves will not get into position to fool themselves because they understand their strengths and weaknesses, their tendencies. And so they're always aware of who they are, how they're perceived, and how basically the combination of that is important to them. The other thing is emotional intelligence. I think those two aspects are very important for leadership. And those traits are going to be the embodiment of, I call, authenticity, that you are never fooling yourself. You're staying true to yourself and your purpose, but you're also being consistent with what others expect from you as well.
Emotional intelligence? Is that what
you're saying? That's
correct. Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the emotional intelligence means the ability to understand exactly the things that are important to you, and of course, to guide you in your decision making, the way that you lead a business and interrelate with others. Emotional intelligence is just being aware and being able to control and to express your emotions in a way where that you can really not distract or disrupt your personal relationships with others, but it gives you an opportunity to treat people not just as one, but to know that one size doesn't fit all. And you take away your emotions and look at that individual as they actually are and really get them to motivate themselves to be, of course, who they need to be and go beyond themselves. That's really an aspect of understanding yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Does this deal with crisis management?
I think it does deal with crisis management. I think this is important. I think the fact of the matter is no different than what we're dealing with COVID-19, where there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That being said, those leaders that are able to think calmly, rationally, and also are very aware of the fact that, you know, they're not perfect, but to see the situation as it is and that they do not have all the answers and able to understand that this situation goes beyond themselves, but it affects people in their lives and their families. Those people that are able to emotionally really grasp that aspect, I think it helps their ability to relate, to communicate and to connect with people in really difficult times, whether it's crisis or whether we're in thriving times. But I think it's a very important trait. And it's one of those things that a person must recognize, understand emotions of yourself. So it's really self-management.
What did you think of Michael Jordan's leadership style?
You know, that's a great question. And by the way, that was during my time. I really immersed myself and watched all 10 of those particular segments. You know, the way I look at Michael Jordan and his leadership style is that Michael led by example. And Michael was one who expected not just the best and for others to be committed, like he basically represented in his actions himself, but I think it's important that if you are going to ask someone to take the hill, then you know what? You better be first in line. And so I was impressed with Michael's ability to represent exactly what he expected from others. Now, does that make Michael perfect? No, because I think all leadership styles are different, and the ability to motivate a team and to galvanize the troops to align on one single focus really depends on the people that are following you. But I'm okay with the way that Michael led. Tough, very hard, very frank, candid, but it worked for him. 6 rings.
Yeah, it absolutely did. Now, you can't always motivate by fear like Mike did. How do you motivate?
Well, it's a great question. I don't motivate by fear. You know, I motivate by really understanding what a person's passion and what their interests are in. I think it's important that you understand the people that are working for you, that they're multi-dynamic, very complex individuals, but there's something that is important to them. And there's a purpose that they're pursuing. And so I motivate by understanding exactly what that is. If an individual is looking to climb the ladder and they have an interest in public speaking, or if an individual is looking to just be a subject matter expert in analytical data analysis, I think it's important to understand those things. And by doing that, my motivation is to tap into their interests and their motivations and helping them build upon their strengths, but also putting them in a position to showcase their talents of the things that they love, that they're interested in, and that really gives them a sense of purpose. So that's my style.
We're talking with Cleo Franklin, Coffee with Cleo, right here on ESPN 97.5. And you were really, really good. I just got a text from Roy Brandis. I heard you're having Cleo on. And he's a good friend of Russ's. You know Roy. And I was like, yeah, he's on right now, as a matter of fact. And he's in basketball. Roy was a really good basketball player at Knox, and you were a really, really a talented basketball player. What did you take from sports that you're taking with you?
You know, what I learned from sports is three things, and the first one I think is important, which I think is not in as abundance as it should be, and that's humility. You know, in my book, there's a chapter that talks about a quote my mother always said, and that is, swallow your pride, it's not fattening. And you have to read the chapter to get the message of the quote, but sports will humble you. So either be humble or be humbled. The second thing I learned from sports is really to embrace failure and use that as a seed to improve yourself, to really give you a path toward success. And the last thing that I embrace, that I basically have learned from sports, is that, you know, really it is a collaboration and a consensus model to really get a team to focus on one thing. And when you do that, it becomes powerful. So there's a quote that says, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. The partnership and the collaboration of a single unit focused together as a team. Because, you know, there's more than just you. It goes beyond you. It's the team. Those are the three things that I've learned from sports, and they helped me in my career, which I feel pretty good about, and had a chance to, you know, compete very well at a high level, not just in high school, junior college, and even in the professional realms. But those things have transitioned and helped me as a leader.
How much spirituality is in it?
Say that again?
Spirituality.
Oh, you know, there's... A lot. I would say this. I believe that there is a balance between, I think earlier when we were speaking, I spoke about the fact that we're dynamic individuals and human beings and complex. And I think there's three elements. We're spiritual beings, of course, without question. You have to have a good sense of spiritual self, mental self, and physical self. So those three dimensions have to be in balance. And for me, one is just as important as the other. And so I feed all those aspects. I continuously am learning about those, and I apply that approach to anything that I'm doing to make sure that I look at things from that three-dimensional perspective and be respectful of the fact that the spirituality, the physicality, and making sure that you have a healthy mind, body, and spirit are important for me.
Awesome. Coffee with Cleo. 10 leadership lessons and personal stories of inspiration, self-reflection, and teaching moments from Cleo Franklin's 32 years as an executive in the business world. Cleo Franklin. It's called Coffee with Cleo. I guess you can find it anywhere that you find
books. You can find it. Yeah, John, you can go to www.franklin, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.com. That's www.franklin. Essence and Sam.com, and you can pre-order today. And that information is right there on the website. In about a week or two, it'll be available everywhere: Amazon, Walmart, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, etc. But why wait?
Right,
that's what I'd say.
Get it now, FranklinSS.com. FranklinSS.com. Great stuff, man. Congratulations on the book and all your success in business and Morningside College and the Franklin Foundation, the Leadership Foundation, all of it. Great to talk to you again, Cleo, and hopefully we'll have you back on again.
I appreciate you, John. God bless you and everybody else in the family there at ESPN and God Media. And we'll look forward to talking again. And again, 10% of the proceeds are going to the Franklin Leadership Foundation at Morningside College, my alma mater.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
To teach young people how to be leaders. That's great stuff. Great stuff. Well, appreciate it. That's Cleo Franklin right here on ESPN 97.5, FranklinSS.com, Coffee with Cleo. All right, 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
ESPN 97.5.